When I was growing up, I was exposed to a lot of different types of music. You know, I was exposed to the pop music they played on the radio, and then the weird music my mother played, and then the strange music that my friends' older brothers had. And I liked everything. And then when I first got involved in the world of punk rock and new wave, again, I sort of ended up liking just about everything. You know, you'd go to a nightclub in New York and you'd hear punk rock and reggae and dance music and hip hop and new wave and all these different types of music played next to each other. So when I started making dance music, in my mind, I hadn't rejected anything else. It's just at the moment I was most enthusiastic about dance music, which in turn created a lot of problems because within the dance scene, you were sort of expected to only like dance music. You know, you're supposed to pledge your undying loyalty and fealty to the world of dance music. And as much as I love dance music, I always liked everything else as well. And I guess it, to an extent, that comes from being a New Yorker, you know, because New York is such a varied and diverse place to live, and that just seems natural and normal.